church.
Amen. Amen. Appreciate the Lord meeting with us these few days. I'm surprised he still comes around this country.
Amen. Amen.
But I sure am thankful.
Amen.
Well, I'll try to help you for a little while tonight. Got something here on my heart, and I'll try to give it to you as quick as I can. I appreciate God looking out for me.
Amen.
I want you to take your Bibles tonight and go to Hebrews chapter 11. Hold your place there and go to 2 Corinthians chapter 12. Mark chapter 2. Matthew chapter 15. It's always a joy and a blessing to come to this place. And I appreciate you coming out tonight. Amen.
Amen.
I want to make a confession to you tonight. And then if we don't accomplish anything else tonight out of this entire message, I want you to try to let this sink in and get this one point. And I want you to realize tonight how desperate it is that you be a part of a Bible-believing church.
Amen, brother. Amen.
I want to show you tonight a doctrine that most people don't consider in the Word of God. So just for a few minutes tonight, Hebrews chapter 11, and verse number 1, the Bible says, now faith. Can I be honest with you tonight that there's a lot of days in my life as a pastor that I just need some now faith. Yesterday faith ain't gonna do me a bit of good.
You're right, brother. God helps you, right?
Tomorrow, have no idea what it holds.
Right.
But I need something now.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. And sometimes, this is my confession tonight. Now I realize I'm amongst some of God's greatest people. I can see it already on you. But I want you to please understand what I'm about to say tonight. Sometimes my faith don't work. Sometimes it's hard to find God. Sometimes some of the lowest points in my life are when it don't seem like I can get a prayer through.
Yeah, got it.
I want to show you a scripture tonight I have a problem with. Is everybody all right?
Yeah.
Look with me at 2 Corinthians chapter number 12. I know you know this scripture, but there's something in this scripture I got a problem with. It bothers me. Because when I read the kind of faith that men like the Apostle Paul had,
yes, sir,
I wonder what my problem is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're exactly right.
The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, did I mention we need some now faith?
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
I don't know about you, but I could use some now.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
I need some tonight. I need some now. When's the last time you talked to God and say, God, I need something now. I need some help now.
Yes, sir.
I need you to touch me now.
Yes.
I need you to come by right now.
Yeah.
I've had that problem.
Yeah.
Then I read things like this and it makes me mad. Bible says in verse number 7 of chapter 12 of 2 Corinthians, lest I should be exalted above measure.
Yeah.
Through the abundance of the revelation, God has showed him some things.
Yes, sir.
There was given to me a thorn in the flesh. Now, some say that that's his eyesight. That's fine. If that's what you want to preach, help yourself. But I'm preaching tonight.
Yeah.
I don't believe it was his eyesight.
Uh-huh.
Bible says it was a messenger of Satan. To buffet him.
Uh-huh.
Well, anyway, let's move along. He said, and lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelation, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan, to buffet me. Can I just stop right there for a second and say this tonight? I doubt very seriously if Satan's bothering you. I just don't think you're that important to him tonight. I don't know that in my lifetime as a child of God that Satan has ever bothered me. Now, he might have sent one of his imps along. I fight with them every day. But I'm talking about Satan himself. He wouldn't give me the time of day. I'm not in his category.
Amen.
Everybody all right? He said, lest I should be exalted above measure. God did this, he said, so I'd stay humble.
Yep.
Only keep me in my place.
Yeah.
For this thing, verse 8, I besought the Lord thrice. He said, three times I prayed that it might depart from me.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee. For my strength is made perfect in weakness. Now, everything's good so far.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
But I got a problem with what he's about to say.
Yeah, bro. Go ahead.
I have got a problem with this next statement.
Yeah. You're right, bro.
Most gladly, therefore, would I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I'm just going to be honest with you tonight. I got a problem with this verse. I don't agree with it.
Come on. Go ahead, brother.
Don't look at me like you're some kind of special edition. I'm just trying to help you tonight, amen. I'm telling you, I got a serious problem with this verse.
Uh-huh. Right.
Look at what he says.
Yeah.
Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities.
Yeah, right.
I enjoy being sick.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, right.
I like having problems.
Yeah. You're exactly right.
That's what he's saying.
Yes, sir.
I take pleasure in my troubles.
Yeah.
I enjoy when sorrow comes.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but my faith don't work that good.
No.
I need some now faith.
Yes, sir.
I need something right now. I got problems right now. I can't handle them now.
Right. Yeah, that's good, bro. Yeah.
Come on, everybody, all right?
Yeah.
You don't understand what I'm saying.
Go ahead, bro.
I didn't say God wasn't right.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, amen. Amen.
Look at verse 10. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities. Brother Denzel, where you at? Do you like being sick, son? Does it feel good, amen? Do you enjoy having a fever? You like being nauseous? The That's what Paul said.
Right.
I take pleasure in it.
Yeah, right.
I don't like pain.
Yeah.
I'm allergic to it.
Yeah.
I don't enjoy getting sick.
Yeah.
I don't enjoy troubles.
Yeah,
I don't enjoy trials.
Right.
I don't enjoy sickness.
Right.
I don't enjoy my sorrows. Don't look at me with that pious look.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, I need some now faith.
Yeah.
Amen.
If I'm supposed to have that kind of faith, I'm in trouble.
Yeah, amen.
Wait a minute. You don't believe what I'm saying. He said, I take pleasure in infirmities. I like reproaches.
Yeah.
How many of you enjoy when somebody calls your name?
Yeah.
Makes fun of you.
Yeah.
Talks about you on Facebook.
Yeah. Right.
Runs you down.
Go ahead, brother.
Is everybody all right? I don't enjoy that.
Right.
I don't even like it none.
Yeah.
I need some now faith.
Yes, sir.
I need some help right now.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, amen.
Help me, Lord.
Yeah.
Amen.
I don't enjoy. I don't take pleasure in being sick. I don't take pleasure in being made fun of.
Right. Yeah,
amen.
In necessities. Things you have to do. Is everybody all right?
Yeah, amen.
There's some things I don't like to do.
Yeah.
There's some things I just do them because I have to do.
Yeah.
Every Sunday morning I have to get up and go preach. My wife won't let me stay home.
Yeah.
I don't enjoy it all the time. Sometimes I have to do it in my flesh.
Yeah.
Because I don't have the now faith that I need.
Yeah.
Don't look at me like that. I'm trying to help you.
Come on.
I'm just being honest. Did I mention I need some now faith?
Yeah.
Need some right now.
Yeah.
Help me, God. I need it now.
Yeah.
Been days in my life when you can't find God.
Amen.
Like Job was. Days when you don't know where he's at.
Yeah, right, right.
If I could just talk to him, I'd tell him a thing or two.
Yeah.
And y'all need any now faith. But I gotta have some now.
Yeah.
Amen.
Is everybody all right?
Amen.
Amen, preacher.
I'm just being honest with you folks.
Yeah.
Hey, sometimes my faith don't work. Sometimes I'm pressed beyond measure.
Yeah.
Sometimes I don't know which way to go.
Amen, brother.
Amen.
Sometimes I don't know if I'm going or coming.
Yeah.
I killed a thing already.
Yeah.
It ain't going to get no better from here. In persecutions. I enjoy being persecuted, Paul said. I take pleasure in folks spitting on me.
Yeah.
We had a little boy in our church years ago, 5 years old, walked down the hallway in his house and looked at his daddy and he said, Daddy, I preached a message, I think, on spitting, on Christ spit. And he walked in and he stood in the doorway and he said, 5 years old, and he said, Daddy, his daddy wouldn't half pay him attention. He said, you know what I'd do if somebody spit on me? That got his daddy's attention. And his daddy stopped him and looked at him and said, what would you do, son, if somebody spit on you? And he said, 5 years old, he said, I'd wipe it off. Can I be honest with you now? I don't know if I got that kind of faith. I might wipe something. But I don't know if it'd be the spit. I just don't have that kind of faith. Did I mention I need some now faith? Folks, I don't care. I don't care what you think or how you feel. Sometimes you just ain't what you think you are. And sometimes you just can't make it without God. When you don't even think He's there. Is everybody all right? Paul said, look, I enjoy being persecuted. I take pleasure in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. Have y'all ever been distressed? I know I'm talking to the wrong crowd. I know that's not happened to none of y'all. Nobody in here got stressed, do you? Anybody ever been stressed out? Anybody ever been in distress? What, panic mode? Paul said, I like that. I enjoy it when I get there. Can I help you tonight for a minute? Can I be honest with you? I have a problem with that. I don't have that kind of faith. Sometimes I'll be honest with you, brother. Sometimes it's all I can do to lay down on my bed at night and look up at the ceiling and say, help me, Lord. God, I'm not going to make it without your help. I'm not going to get through this, God, if you don't get me out of it. Sometimes I get to literal snapping point. Sometimes I feel like I'm not going to make it another hour. You're not hearing what I'm saying tonight. I'm talking about needing some now faith. There's some days, brother, when I just feel like the whole world's collapsing around me. Maybe you don't have that problem. Praise God. I wish I didn't have that problem. I wish I had the kind of faith that Paul talks about, that I believe he had. Yes, sir. I'm confessing to you tonight, I don't have that kind of faith. Some days I think I got some. And then I realize I don't have what I need. I need some now faith tonight. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? Sometimes it's all I can do to put my feet on the floor in the morning and say, God, help me get up today. I don't know why God wants this message, but this is on my heart. Sometimes I just need some now faith. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Some days I just wish I could cut out the light and roll back over and not even wake up today. You don't have those kind of problems? Some days I get at wit's end. Some days you get tired of hearing people's problems. Dealing with stresses and difficulties and sorrows. I'm waiting right now, expecting right now, any minute to get a phone call and have to fly home to bury a woman. Any minute. You just stay on edge all the time, wondering which direction it's going to take you next. Some preacher said this would be a great life pastoring if it weren't for people. I'm just trying to help you tonight. I'm being honest with you. I don't have that kind of faith. I wish I could say I enjoy when people persecute me. But I don't have it, brother. Brother Terry, I slap them in Jesus' name. That's the only way I know. Paul said, living peaceably with all men, much is alive within you. Amen. And when you can't handle it, just knock them out. You just do what you can do. We're not, look here. Look at this preacher over here. He ain't a super God. He's not a superhero. He's not a superman. He's just a flesh and blood man. And he has problems and he has sorrows and he has heartaches. Tears. Mental breakdowns when he can't break down. You got to keep pushing and keep going. When people don't understand. Sometimes my faith, it just ain't enough.
Right.
And it just won't work.
Right.
And I wish I could be stronger, and I wish I could have more power, and I wish I could do more for God, and I wish I could be a greater preacher, but I just don't have the faith. But then I saw something in the Word of God, brother. It probably gave me more help. If we're not careful, is everybody all right?
Yeah.
You better be careful. Listen, this TV crowd.
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir.
And these radio preachers twisting and mangling the Word of God. Are you hearing me? I get sick and tired of folks that can't get healed because they don't have no faith.
Come on, bro.
That ain't Bible.
Amen.
Can I help you tonight? Can I show you how, why you need to be a part of a church?
Amen.
Is everybody all right?
Amen.
Let me just. I'll give it to you. You can read it when you get home. When you go over in Mark chapter 2, and there was a man over there in Mark chapter 2, and he's palsied. He can't even stand up.
Right.
He's stiff. His body's frozen up. Bible said Jesus was in the house.
Amen.
It was noised. Everybody was glad because the Word of God was coming. Jesus was there.
Amen.
Matter of fact, he was there, and it was so great a crowd. They were standing outside the window. They were standing out the back door, and folks couldn't get in.
You're
because
right.
of the crowd, amen.
Right.
Because of the press, it said.
Right.
Yep.
But there's a fellow, and he was sick. And he had palsy.
Yep, yep.
And he couldn't move. He couldn't walk. But he had four buddies.
Thank you, Lord.
And they picked him up. Each one of them took a corner of the couch. And they brought him to the house where Jesus was.
Yeah.
Everybody all right?
Yeah.
I'm talking about some now faith.
Yeah.
Anybody need any right now?
Yeah.
And they brought him to the house, and they tried to go in the door, and they couldn't get in the door. And they went around in the window, and they couldn't get in the window. That's in you. That's coleology. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And they went around to look for a back door, and wasn't no back door. That's in the Greek.
Yeah.
And so one of them got an idea. He said, "You know what we ought to do? Let's go up on the rooftop." Hey, Jim, you know whose house this is? Ain't got a clue. Reckon it'll be a lawsuit? Probably will. Well, let's go anyway. And that's in the Greek, too. And they went up on the housetop, and they started throwing tilings off the rooftop until they made a hole in the roof big enough so they could tie ropes on that couch and lower that man with palsy to Jesus.
Amen.
Dropped him right down in front of him.
Amen.
And he looked at him. And then the Bible said the most amazing thing.
Yep, yep.
God said when he looked up and he saw their faith.
Yep. Right. Amen.
You see, listen to me, sister. I need some right now. But I might not get none tonight. Jesus never mentioned, Bible didn't say that old boy said a word. Didn't say he had faith to find God. Didn't say he had faith to believe. Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Amen.
But the Bible said Jesus saw the faith of his friends.
Right.
somebody that cared about him.
That's right.
Somebody that had compassion on him. And when he saw their faith, he said to the sick of the palsy, I forgive you of your sins. Thy sins be forgiven thee.
Amen. Amen.
And he heard over in the side, he heard the Pharisees murmuring. Did he just say his sins were forgiven? Who can forgive sins but God?
Yeah, that's him.
And Jesus said, now you getting it.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Yeah.
And he asked him a question. He said, which is easier to say?
Yeah.
Thy sins be forgiven thee, or rise up and walk.
That's right.
Amen.
Well, let me ask you tonight. What's easier? Is it easier to say your sins are forgiven, or to say rise up and walk? Think about what I'm saying. Which is easier to say? There was a fighter one time fought Mike Tyson. What's his name? Holyfield. And he said, are you listening? He said, Benny Hinn healed him of a heart problem. But Tyson bit off his ear. He didn't need his heart fixed. He needed somebody to stick his ear back on. Some of y'all get that after a while. I'm talking about faith. This man's laying here, and if God don't touch him, he ain't ever going to change. He ain't ever going to get no help. He ain't ever going to move. He's going to lay there and die. And Jesus said, I forgive you of your sins. See, every sickness in the world comes from sin.
Amen.
Right.
And that was God talking. That was God Almighty.
Right.
Forgiving those sins. Who can forgive sins but God? See, it's not, listen to me, folks, don't miss this. It's not hard to say, I forgive you of your sins. Because you can't see no change.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
It's not hard to stand on a stage, on a platform, and say, your cancer's healed. Mm-hmm. I healed her of the tumor.
Yeah.
You want to impress me? Grow an arm back.
Yeah.
Come on, I'm trying to help you. Amen. Talking about faith. But the Bible said when he saw their faith, this man did not have the faith.
Amen.
He didn't ask for help. He didn't even know he wanted help.
Right.
Jesus said to those disciples, but that you may know that the Son of Man had power on earth to forgive sins, I say unto thee, rise, take up your bed and walk.
Amen.
And he got up and walked home.
Amen.
You say, well, how did he do that? Are you listening to me, church? Because he had friends that had faith in God. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Yeah.
You want to know why you ought to be in a church? You want to know why you ought to belong somewhere? Where you ought to be faithful?
Right.
Because it just might come a day when you get in the shape Brother Joe's in, when you need some now faith.
Amen, preacher.
You ain't got none now. You need help now. You can't find God now. But you got some friends at the house of God that says, brother, I'm praying for you. I'm on your side. I believe God will help you. Amen.
Amen.
You're right, bro.
Sometimes you just need, if you can't have faith, have a friend.
Right.
Amen. That's got faith.
Yep.
Amen.
Come on, everybody, all right?
Amen.
Good.
We don't use that doctrine. Some of you didn't even know it was a Bible doctrine. But do you know you can get help? Your loved ones can get saved. Your friends in the hospital can get healed just on somebody else's faith.
Amen, bro. Amen.
Come on, I'm just trying to help you.
Yeah, you're telling the truth. Preach it.
How many of you believe in faith healing?
Amen.
Well, let me ask you this question. Has anybody here ever been sick?
Yeah. Amen.
Three, thank you. Can I have some of your faith? Has anybody ever been sick?
Yeah.
Amen.
Look in my good eye. Are you better?
Amen.
Then you got healed.
Right.
That's right.
Yep.
Yeah.
Is that all right?
Yeah.
Good, brother.
Yep.
Why we want to go around and have to have some miracle every day?
Yeah, amen.
Life is a miracle.
Yep. Yeah, amen.
Yeah.
The new birth is a miracle.
Yeah.
Salvation is a miracle.
Amen.
Giving life back to a dead man.
Yeah.
Right.
But why is it always about the flesh?
Yep.
It's always about the flesh. Do you know something, brother? I quit on purpose 20 years ago, Brother Michael. 20 years ago, I quit allowing. We used to stand up on Wednesday night, testify. Mm-hmm. I quit it. You say, why? Because every time somebody stood up, you was going to hear every ailment they had.
Oh, yeah. Amen.
And look at me. God is not as interested in your flesh as you think he is.
Yeah.
It's enmity with God.
Right. Yeah.
Please help my wife's toe. Help my wife's eyes. Touch my husband's feet. Come on, I'm just trying to help you. When's the last time you stood and asked for prayer for somebody's going to hell? Hello?
Yeah, amen.
You say, preacher, that's just one example. You've got to have more than that. Well, I'm be glad to help you. Amen. In Matthew 15, there's a woman came to Jesus. I talked about her yesterday. Remember that? And she said, Lord, help me. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil.
That's right. Yep.
And you know why Jesus touched her daughter?
By her faith.
Because of her faith.
Right. Amen. Amen.
You know why Jesus raised Jairus' little girl? Because of his faith.
Right.
Yep.
And I can keep going.
Amen.
You don't understand what I'm saying tonight. Sometimes, brother, I'll just be honest with you. I have miserable days.
Amen.
And I don't enjoy misery. And I don't enjoy days when I can't get a hold of God.
Amen.
I don't enjoy days when I can't fellowship with God. But I went down to Honduras, Brother Michael. And somebody came up to me after preaching one night. And they said, preacher, about a mile up the road here in a little house, there's a little lady lives there and she wants to see you. I said, all right. So the next morning we took off and went up there. I walked up in the yard, brother. As God is my witness. Just an old dirt yard. Just dirt. Matter of fact, there's a broom standing on the porch where she swept the dirt out of the yard. It's just a dirt yard. In the house, it was a dirt floor. And it was a little old shanty of a shack. Most of you would consider it a double outhouse. Are you understanding what I'm saying?
Amen.
The ceiling's falling through. When you walk inside the door, over here on a little table was a little small pot and a plate and a spoon and a little maybe coffee or something. I don't know what's sitting there. That's all her livelihood, everything she had. And over in the corner was a little straw mat. And a little lady she looked like she's about 90 years old. She's laying on that mat. And I walked up and knocked on her little door. And she got a grin from ear to ear on her face. She said, "You the preacher?" I said, "Yes, ma'am." And she shook my hand. She said, "Preacher, I love you. And I love Jesus. And I pray for you every day of my life." Brother Ted, I thought before I left there, I was in the Taj Mahal. I felt like a king walking across the dirt floor. Can I tell you something? I've been all over this country, places around the world, and I've met people all over the world that's come up to me and said, "Preacher, I pray for you every day. You're on my prayer list."
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Sometimes I don't have the faith, brother. Sometimes I can't go. Sometimes I don't feel like getting out of bed. Sometimes I can't do what Paul said. I can't rejoice in my sufferings. I don't have that kind of faith. I need some right now. But I'll tell you something. I got some church friends all over this world.
Amen.
And they got enough faith to get a hold of God for me and them. And I take advantage of it every chance I get. You know, most of you are not here tonight. Can I help you? Is everybody all right? Yeah. Most of you are not here on your own faith.
Right.
Preach it, bro.
Can you imagine somebody in this world caring more about you than you care about yourself?
Amen.
But there are. I thank God for my church.
Amen.
I thank God for my Christian friends. I thank God for a godly wife and a godly home. I thank God for people that say, "Preacher, we love you and we're praying for you every day of our life." Are you hearing me, church? I know this ain't one of them "let's run the aisle" messages, but it'll help you if you let it.
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir.
I got some friends in the ministry tonight. Mm-hmm. And you know where they're at? They're in church.
Amen.
I used to run the roads and rake the hills, and I never had anybody that was a friend any longer than I had money in my pocket.
You're right.
And I ran out of something in the refrigerator or money out of my wallet, they were gone. But I got friends that I don't have to pay for.
Yep.
You couldn't buy if you had the money.
Yep. Come on, bro.
They just love you because they love Jesus.
Amen.
And Jesus loves them.
That's right. Amen.
I'm talking about I came here to church tonight on somebody else's faith.
Amen.
Preacher, you ought not be like it. Well, what's wrong with being honest? God knows my heart.
Amen.
Some days you expect me to be a superman every day. I don't have it. I'm just flesh. I hurt and I suffer and I got heartaches and tears.
Right.
If it weren't for my friends in the church, I couldn't make it.
Thank you, Lord.
What are you going to do? If you want to be one of them home churchers, one of them television churchers, you want to be one of them that sits at home and runs down to church and talks about the hypocrite, don't you come around me talking about it.
Amen.
You get me mad in a hurry.
Yep.
Hello?
Amen.
I thank God for the church.
Yes, sir.
I thank God for my Savior and the body that He's put together. And maybe we don't all look special to you. Maybe we don't all act like we're something. But we got something special on the inside.
Amen.
Amen.
I like Christians are like eggs. Do you know that? I had some eggs this morning. I like eggs. I like eggs. I like scrambled eggs, boiled eggs, fried eggs, poached eggs, over easy, over light, over medium. I just like eggs. I don't like green eggs and ham. But I want to tell you something, why Christians like eggs. As much as I like them, I love to eat eggs, hard boiled. I like eggs. Did I mention I like eggs? Are you listening? No matter how much you like them, they ain't ever going to do you a bit of good until you break them. I believe with all my heart that's the reason preachers suffer, their families suffer, God's people suffer, so we can be broken, just like Paul said. So we'll stay humble and we can help somebody else. Everybody all right? Can I ask you a question tonight? Where's your faith? You got superhero faith? Would you come pray for me? I need some now faith. Let's stand tonight. Come on, preacher.